This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Alexis is in need of a second date update this morning. She went out with a guy named Jack, and we're going to help her out. Hey, Alexis, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, I think. How are you?
Well, slightly uncertain, hesitant. I'm good. We'll see how this turns out.
So I am a bit nervous here. I don't really want to get humiliated on the radio, so.
Oh, boy, did you come to the wrong place.
I know. You sure you want to do this?
Hang up now.
I have to. I need closure. But if I just get humiliated, just take me off the air, please. That's all I want.
We have had people just hang up.
Yeah.
When it got too embarrassing.
It's true.
We wouldn't blame you. But, you know, that's the thing that I love about people who reach out to us for second date update is the fact that they are willing to risk that. They are willing to put themselves out there. Some people are just unapologetic about whatever it is, or deny till you die.
Yeah.
Well, I'm willing to risk the embarrassment because it's just worth it. The first date was just so good.
Well, we want to hear about the date, but before you get to that, how'd you two meet?
I met Jack at the dog park.
All right.
Hit up some conversation, and then we went to Buffalo Wild Wings a few days later, and it was nice. I thought he was a really good guy, respectful, upstanding, and super easy to talk to and be with. We had a lot to talk about. We have dogs. We're both big sports fans, and we're both graduates of the Ohio State University.
I knew that was coming. The minute she said the, I knew what was going to follow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just love the idea of having someone to share a love of sports, you know, football season. We come together, you know, it just everything just seemed to align. We have similar family values, church. We're both big dog lovers, like I told you. I've got three dogs. He has two. We joked about living in a house with five dogs, and then he was like, if we got together, we would need a big yard for all our dogs. So I'm thinking, you know, he's projecting the future. This is a good sign.
Yeah, that is a good sign. How long were you there?
We were there for hours, and then we left. He walked me to my car, gentleman. He hugged me. He kissed me on the cheek. He didn't get fresh. He said we'd talk later, and that's the last I heard from him. He ghosted me, and I've just been so bummed, and I just don't know.
Are there any successful marriages out there between OSU fans and, say, Michigan fans? Do those exist?
Oh, they're out there. That's intense.
They're out there.
They always have those house divided things, you know,
right,
where there are Kentucky fans living with Louisville fans. There are Bearcat fans living with Miami grads. I mean, it happens.
I guess it's good, though, if you find someone who also went to Ohio State. It just makes everything in life easier.
Yeah,
right?
Seamless.
But also what really binds us is our love of dogs.
What kind of dog do you have?
Okay, so one big poodle, standard size.
Whoa.
Yes, very, very sassy. Don't let the prissiness fool you. he will chase you out the front door.
That's funny.
That's Max. So Max is my poodle. And then I have one rescue that I just got. He is a mutt. We love him.
Cool.
He's everything.
Yeah.
And nothing at the same time. He's a mess, but he's great. And then we have one black lab.
Oh, fun.
So you got some bigger dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. And what does Jack have?
Jack said that he has a corgi.
A corgi.
Oh, cute.
Corgi butts are the best butts.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
He says he has one corgi and then one English bulldog.
Oh, cute.
Now, I have to ask you this. When you were describing your dogs, you said a couple different times that we have these dogs.
We love them.
Yeah, who is we?
Yes. So we would be me and my family. But I take care of the dogs. So I just decided that I would be the collector of the dogs. So these are three family dogs that have been in our family for many years now, and I just keep watch of them.
Okay. But you live alone?
Yes, I live alone.
Okay. You probably meet a lot of people at the dog park, no?
Well, I mean, I've not met anyone successful yet. Usually dog people, we can be a little crazy. I get it. He seemed to have a good balance of equal parts crazy about his dogs, but also a regular person with space in his life for other people. So,
okay. Alexis, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to call Jack and...
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And see if he shares the same kind of crazy as you between your love of dogs, OSU, Buffalo Wild Wings. You like drummies or flats?
Flats. I'm a regular gal. Traditional gal.
Kristen Bonus. Loves the flats, and yes. I like the drummies. That's why we work.
Scott and I are the same way. It's not like I prefer the drumstick, but I eat it because I know he doesn't like it. That's called love.
That's right.
You love love.
That's exactly right. All right, we'll be right back.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Cold weather is coming. Shut it out with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, Tim. Right now, buy one window, get one free. They also do siding, roofing, and doors. Call 513-755-1800. Check out UWDSouthwestOhio.com.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home.
Alexis and Jack have a lot going for each other. If they decide to continue on with this relationship, they do have the OSU thing in common. They both love dogs. She likes flats. He likes drummies.
It took me a minute to figure that out for the record. I was like, what the hell are they talking about?
Oh, yeah. Flats and like...
Never heard him called
chicken
that.
Chicken bones.
Yeah.
We know Jen Jordan. She doesn't like gnawing off a bone, so she gets hers boneless.
Yep. Or if I do have the bone, I pick it off the bone with my fingers. I don't bite it off the bone.
At least you don't use a fork. That's a savage thing.
But their date ended with a kiss and a hug, a smile. Did he say, you said that he said he would call you, right?
Right. He said that he would call me.
Yeah, that never happened. So here we are. We're going to call Jack. Alexis is a little nervous because she's afraid she's going to be humiliated, that it'll be something. Why? Is there something that in the back of your mind you don't want to bring up to us that you think may have played a role, something embarrassing that you don't want to bring up?
No.
Okay.
I just want to hear what he said. That's it. I just want to hear what he says. He hasn't responded to any of my texts, any of my calls, any of my DMs. And I just don't want to be the crazy person reaching out. So
fair enough. Let's call him up.
Hello?
Jack.
This is Jack. Who's this?
It's Jeff and Jen from the dog park.
Hi.
So this isn't one of those second date updates, is it?
Man.
I know. I think we've developed a reputation in the area for placing these calls.
Oh, man.
So, Alexis sounds nice. Any particular reason you're avoiding her? Like, you got something else going on?
I mean, if she really wants to know... It was kind of a strange date.
How so?
Well, we started out well. We're sitting at B-Dubs eating wings and drinking beer. And there's this guy sitting at the bar by himself, just sobbing, you know? Like, he's just weeping heavily, sniffling and snot all over himself. And, what? You know.
Just sitting at the bar crying?
Where are you guys sitting?
Well, we're at a table.
Okay, so you're witnessing this guy basically break down.
Yeah. He couldn't get a hold of himself. You know?
Sitting by himself at the bar.
Yeah, I don't know if he was drunk or having some kind of breakdown. I don't know.
But obviously upset.
Yeah, it was quite the display of being upset. I mean, the guy was just wrecked, you know?
Okay.
And Alexis, she gets up and she goes over to this guy.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what the hell is she doing? Like, I don't know how unstable the guy is. I mean, he could be violent or he could lash out. I don't know what's going on. And she just walks right up to him. She puts her arm around him, and she gives him a hug.
Well, that is nice.
I guess. I mean, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I was going to have to jump up and, like, help defend her or what. I mean, we don't know what this guy's about. It was just kind of crazy, right? As she's hugging him, he just kind of collapsed in her arms.
Aww.
Talking to him and rubbing his back and pouring him a water and wiped his tears with a napkin. I mean, it was all real motherly and awkward and weird.
And humanity.
You know?
Let him have his moment.
Yes. I mean, I felt like we were one of those TV commercials for, like, a nonprofit organization, you know, raising money for the downtrodden. No lie. She sat with this for like 30 minutes.
That's really cool. Wow.
I mean, I went to the bathroom. I ordered another drink. I had some pretzel bites. I mean, I didn't know what to do.
So you didn't come over. You just stayed at a table?
Well, I don't even, does she know the guy? I don't know what's going on, right? I was at a loss. So I just sat there. And then 30 minutes, like I said, she put her arm around the guy and she walked into the door and put him in an Uber and he was gone.
Well,
and then
that was
she
nice.
Came back and sat down next to me like nothing happened, didn't bring it up. I mean, it was just weird.
The man was suffering. Clearly, he was obviously in a lot of pain, and I was raised to help people who are in pain. I can't believe that you're judging me for that.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying it was weird on a date. I just wondered, why would you do that? I don't know anybody that would, you know, insert themselves into somebody else's business that they don't know like that. It was just really
weird.
You
weren't judging me, but you are judging me because you never called me back. Well, you know what? He was in pain.
Well, I thought you were being kind of nosy, to be honest with you. And me? You know, we're on a date. You just left me sitting there all alone. You didn't come back and say, hey, you know, I'm going to help this guy. I sat there for like 30 minutes, abandoned.
He ordered pretzel bites.
Yeah, I got pretzel bites. I mean,
sure, but
I feel like
you could come up and ask me.
I feel like
me.
You're
you
one of those people who's always going to, like, get up in everyone else's business. And don't even, it just felt really off and odd.
She well, was you know helping somebody, that, though.
See, this is so funny because I'm watching two people in the room here on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, Fritch is over here thinking it's the sweetest, kindest, most
as
gentle
a helper,
thing a human could do.
I am.
She can't help it. She's just over there, heart. Jeff is over here, mind. We don't know who this guy is.
No.
We don't know what his
it's
deal
left brain versus
is.
Right brain. You're right.
We don't know.
I'm just going to kind of let him. It seems like he's working it out, working through it.
But, you know, I don't want to get up in anybody else's business.
Don't you think Kristen would have gotten up and checked on him? I do.
I was at Kroger, and the lady in front of me checked out with all of her groceries, and it's crazy. She didn't have any money with her.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is a nice
scam.
Sure.
I'll go check out and forget my money. And the person behind me is supposed to go, oh, I'll take care of it for you. I'm being a nice person.
Yeah.
And so I'm rolling my eyes going, come on, lady. I got bleep to do today.
Did you believe her that she didn't forget her money?
I don't know. But of course,
it does happen.
Chris is behind me and is like, babe, come on, just pay for her stuff.
How much was it?
It was like $10.
Oh,
that's right. That'd be different if it
come
was like
on.
You went shopping with no money?
I've done it before. Listen to me. I have changed I'm not kidding you. Mm-hmm. I have changed my purse over. Don't have any cash. My credit card is in my old wallet. And thank the Lord that I have paid through the Kroger app before, because you can go when you're at the self-checkout and you can put in your code. And if your credit card is on the app as like you've done great, you can use it that way. Other than that, we would have been in that same boat.
The lady gave me a very nice hug. And I don't know if that was part of the scam or not.
Oh, for the love of $10.
That's a lot of money.
You need a humanities crash course in here, for the love of God.
I've been working in radio for 20 years. I've done a lot of social science experiments on human behavior.
Me too, Tim. I'm looking at one right now.
Some gullible sucker behind you in line.
Ooh. Come on.
Oh, it's interesting, isn't it? Everybody's got their line of what, you know, how much is too much help to give.
Survival of the fittest. Don't go to Kroger if you don't have any bleeping money.
Don't get behind Tim if you forget your wallet, because he will not have
your
back.
You want to throw a magazine in too? You want a Reese's Pieces bag while we're here? What else?
It
you
was need? $10.
You need some Carmex. What else
here,
is in there?
Let me buy you $100 gift card.
The next time karma comes a knocking at your door, it's because you did that nice thing.
We can wash your groceries while you run home and get your money.
There you go.
See, I'm helping.
Yeah.
$10.
That looks about right.
All right. So no chance of a second date here, guys?
No. I don't think so.
He's like, not after all that.
Oh, Alexis, well, do you feel better about this?
Yeah.
Hey, Alexis.
All I'm saying, Jack, is that I hope that you're never in a situation where you need a hug.
I think you're a good person, Alexis.
And
I remember
every
situation where you go to help someone like that and they mug you.
Well, luckily that didn't happen this time.
And don't leave your dates just sitting there for 30 minutes without letting them know what's going on.
And also, you can get up and come talk to me. You're acting like somebody strapped you to the booth.
I don't know who that is. No date. Let's just get off this phone call, shall we?
Yeah.
But I get his point. He's like, all right, I'm just going to let her do her thing, see how this pans out. But if I go over there, we're going to end up there the rest of the night.
Yeah, but be mad enough to tell me that it's an issue for you, that my kindness is an issue. Don't just lead me on and then say, I'm going to call you later, and then not. Like, come on.
I don't know if kindness was the issue, but okay, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. No second date, but Alexis, it could have been worse. It wasn't anything humiliating or embarrassing. You basically got ghosted for being a nice person.
Which is almost worse.
Did you pay for his tab?
Absolutely not.
Well, that's good.
We went half and half.
No, I didn't mean Jax. I meant the guy.
Oh, he just had water in his own tears.
Oh, God.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, best of luck to you both, and thanks for coming on Second Date Update.
Thanks.
All right. If you need any help with a second date update, you just send us an email. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Yeah. Sarah, Team Alexa. Or Alexis. Sorry.
Yeah. Hmm.
Victoria, I hope Jeff is not feeling ill. He sounds like something is coming on.
Yeah, he's bringing his germs back into the building.
No, I'm really good. I sound bad.
You're not alone. Grover, myself, you. I think there's a couple other people that just been dealing with this lingering.
Right.
For like 2 weeks now.
Listen, I am breathing freely. Look at this.
Well, there's something going on. It's obvious that there's like something going on.
I haven't taken any medication. I just sound really bad.
Tomorrow, you're going to text us all and be like, oh, my God, I'm running a fever. I'm blah, blah, blah.
Feels like it's breaking up.
Jeez.
Everybody, I know so many people that are either sick or have a loved one in their home that is sick.
And it's so interesting, isn't it? Because during the height of the COVID craziness, the slightest symptom, somebody was quarantining themselves for 5 to 10 days. And now people are, I feel like crap, but I'm going to go to work anyway.
Yeah,
I'm going to just run around and breathe all over as many people as I can.
Would you feel better if I went home?
I would feel better if I went home.
Now, you stay here. You guys stay here.
Jenny,
Fritch and I'll go.
Yes.
We'll just go.
We are mothers for the love. We should leave.
All right. Let's check the roads again. We got Denise Johnson standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.